This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Our republic is in the process of being taken over. Our economy is in the process of being artificially shut down. These are really the times that are going to try men's souls. There's also a lot of good news breaking as well. We're starting to see more and more leadership form from very respected levels and very, very good people that we now have to start the civil disobedience. That's why the globalists are trying to infiltrate all of our patriot organizations and provocateur them into violence so that they can short-circuit our legitimate movement to point out that Joe Biden is a communist Chinese agent and is totally illegitimate. So this is a very, very dangerous time. The Oath Keepers have had three of their group indicted for going into the Capitol. And, of course, they have informants and people claiming that they were training months before. There was some type of Capitol incursion. Who knows if any of that's true. But the point is that they are sending infiltrators into every major organization. I even had people approach me on the street and things and say, you know, hey, Alex, we've got assets outside town. We're ready to bring them in. I'm like, no, I don't want to hear about your assets, and I don't want to hear about any weapons being brought into D.C. This was at the first march, and that wasn't Oath Keepers. It was others, just guys in camo coming up and saying it, and they just were total feds. Because the kooky kind of lunatic types that want that, you can tell. You know, they smell, they look crazy, they're schizophrenic. You see some of that. But you can tell these federal informants and these feds, I mean, these guys have a gravitas to them. And they can't hide it. They just can't hide it. And they stick out like sore thumbs. And I just kept warning everybody. Everybody's like, Jones, quit being a wimp. We're not doing anything wrong. We're not planning any violence. I'm like, I know, but this is serious. And then Roger Stone had the police come to his hotel room. And Roger had already left town on the 6th. They're trying to frame Roger now, saying, oh, he must have been commanding the Oath Keepers. That's what CNN's saying. That's what Vice and a bunch of others are saying. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, Roger's a great guy, but he is 100% not paramilitary and 100% peaceful and 100% not involved in any type of tactical information. He wears, you know, fancy three-piece suits. This is just unbelievable. But to see how they continue to target him never ends. In fact, his former co-host, he's a former co-host of War Room with Owen Schroyer, now hosts that show, solo, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., has had a front row seat to witnessing all of this, and he'll be co-hosting with me today when Roger Stone exclusively joins us at the bottom of the hour. And he wants to specifically not even speak to this because he has nothing to do with it. I've got the Wall Street Journal, New York Times all calling me for, you know, asking me questions about it. And the answer is, I know nothing. People said, oh, Jones, you're running scared. No, I know nothing. People also said, oh, Jones, you must be really scared. You're calling for peace and you're calling for everybody to not be violent. We need to overthrow this illegitimate government. And that's mainly informants and online globalists stirring that up and agitating that. But there are some real people out there that are actually pushing this, and you're idiots. I'm not the one crapping bricks. You're going to be the one crapping bricks. You carry out some type of violent stuff, you give the globalists whatever they want. I've been crapping bricks for 27 years. I've been worried about the New World Order for a long time. I cover real issues here. This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is dangerous. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL have massive fleets of informants that have infiltrated almost all the militias and all the major groups so they can lead the resistance into destruction. It's that simple. And if I haven't proven I know what I'm talking about yet, then people just don't need to listen to me anymore, okay? But I refuse to be a moron, and I refuse to be part of this ongoing fiasco that we're witnessing. Robbie, do me a favor, give me a tissue. Thanks. So that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. And I'm going to try to just reset my thoughts here and come back and lay out all the big news, because we need to be covering the Great Reset, the cutting off of our power supplies, the people dying from the inoculations, and not let them get us off balance and be constantly, you know, oh, Oath Keepers, or oh, now we're over here with the Boogaloo Boys, and now we're over here with the Proud Boys, all of which are decent organizations and their ideals, but are... We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end. One last breath.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so last does breath. He. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
One last breath. Better raise your hands. Lock up your wife and children now. But now you've got some company. Horsemen are drawing nearer. They're coming. GMO food, 5G, deadly mRNA, gene therapy injections. They are coming. Take your life. This is a 21st century war. You've got to know how to beat a 21st century war with civil disobedience, with information, with truth, and with justice. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, 28th day of January, 2021. I am my last day here now coming back from Utah. I am your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer is doing an excellent job back at the ATX News Center. And for me, let me just lay out what I think is biggest and first and foremost. Trump, if he gets off the defense, could be the president of the world, as Chris Ruddy of Newsmax said in a very important interview that's gone viral last night. That we should grab that. Chris Ruddy interview. It's on Newsmax. It's got about a million views as of this morning when I watched it at 5 a.m. And he says, Trump can now be president of the world. That's actually a true statement. He has that level of leadership and that level of popularity if he'll just do it and grab the bull by the horns. If he charges in and demands to be in that Senate trial and demands weeks to put on his defense, he will annihilate them. The problem is the lawyers are all so cowardly, they all get backroom deals to sell out the president. Believe me, I've been through it myself. In the dirty tricks the globalists pull are just unbelievable. You can't imagine what the president's gone through. I've gotten a small, hellish taste of it. We're talking full CIA, full law firms, full FBI, full Southern District New York, full deal, okay? And that's anybody that supported the president. So everybody's like, oh, the president could have done this or could have done that. Yeah, right. Yeah, where he stumbled and failed was not being more hardcore. It's true. But Roger Stone's going to join us to talk about the trial that kicks off on February 8th. But you already noticed that Mitch McConnell and others are starting to creep away from it a little bit, saying, well, maybe we don't have the votes for this, or you know, maybe we shouldn't do it. But oh, well, but they desperately want to not let him run again for the Senate or for governor. They desperately don't want that because they know he's very popular. They know he won the election. They have all these fake polls, folks, saying, oh, everyone loves the lockdown. Real internal polls, 10% like it. Same thing in the UK. Oh, 75% like lockdowns. They do internal polls, 15% like it. And they now know with the tracking apps that are already on the phones, they're just now telling you about it, that upwards of 79% of people in the UK don't follow the rules because they know it's crap. So they use these polls. Oh, everybody loves pedophilia. Everybody loves men and women sports. Everybody loves open borders. Everybody loves cancer. Everybody loves being bankrupt. Everybody loves being poor. Everybody loves Joe Biden, who I'm told by sources close to Biden that he has to read a teleprompter speech up to five times before he can give one that's half decent, like he gave that very shortest really ever inaugural speech I've heard of. I mean, Trump's was over an hour long. Biden's was less than 10 minutes. And that's because he had to rehearse that at least five times. When he's not rehearsed, folks, he doesn't know what planet he is on. We've got at least three gaffes that I sent the crew this morning where he's talking about, we got 300 Americans, we're going to give them all, 20 million shots, and he keeps repeating it. It's not edited video. He doesn't know what planet he's on. So we've got all of that, and if we just don't let them use this Capitol event, that they clearly infiltrated patriot groups, they used Antifa to lead the chants, they got two or three people from each large patriot group, Boogaloos, quasi-patriot, there's some good people in there, but I think overall it's being controlled. The Oath Keepers, who've been a great organization, they've really stood up against infiltration and being set up, have done a great job, led by Stuart Rhodes. And then, of course, you've got the Proud Boys that I think are good people overall, but it's perfect to be set up and infiltrated. And I've reviewed all the footage. There were Boogaloos, there were Proud Boys, and there were three Oath Keepers out of the organization, tens of thousands. It's true, though, that did lead the break-in of the Capitol. And I've spent hours again last night and this morning, and now that it's all codified, now that it's all come out, I actually got tears in my eyes this morning having to watch a Wall Street Journal report that shows the three Proud Boys being instrumental breaking into the Capitol. And they can say, oh, well, we showed them and all this stuff. They're not all fed. Some of them are just useful idiots that got caught up in the mob psychology. But we're not going to be like the media and lie about things and just say it was all provocateur, it was all staged. If some of it was people being foolish, being sucked in, I'll be honest. But is it the new Pearl Harbor? No, it's not one millionth of it. Four citizens got killed, and a cop had a heart attack later and died. We're sad for him. But everybody says, Jones, move on from the Capitol. They're going to use that to pass this anti-terrorism bill against the American people. They're going to use that to come after everybody. They're using the terms in the bill about interdicting and disrupting the networks of Trump. They're trying to make being a Trump supporter illegal, roughly half the country, okay? Way more than half the voters. This is insane. And so I want everybody to understand that, yes, we have an illegitimate government. Yes, it does horrible, corrupt things. But the way they're psyoping this is they want a physical confrontation because they know they stole this election and it's unpopular and it's going to backfire on them massively. And so the globalists are already starting to eat their own. They brought back all these skeletons like John Kerry to turn off our economy and the rest of it. This is not going to go well for them. So they're betting on armed conflict in this country, and they're intending to trigger it. I'm so proud of patriots when I put out the alarm and others did after the 6th. Do not go to these armed marches. Like, what are you against armed marches? No, I'm all for open carry for the Second Amendment. But not when they want us, and not when they say everybody's going to the Capitals on the 20th. Part of that so-called Q storm that was meant to not just have everybody embarrassed on the 20th when he was actually inaugurated fraudulently, but then to have sporadic pipe bombs, attacks around the country by the feds, by the Southern Poverty Law Center, by the ADL control groups, to then demonize all of us and get the anti-terrorism bill passed. And then we're going to be inside the real shooting war all you so-called, tough guys want to get into. So I love the audience. I love everybody. I understand Americans at a very primitive level have a right to revolt. It's in the Declaration of Independence. We've gone way past the point of when it's legitimate to, have conflict. But here's the deal. That's the old war. The new war is psychological. It's chemical. It's electronic. And you've got to get people aware of the globalists and the outside takeover and how an outside force is destroying the country and how China is at the heart of it with the EU. And if you have that mass awakening and then get governors and senators, notice who are they targeting? Josh Hawley, Cruz, Rand Paul. Some members of Congress, myself, and a few governors that are good. And that's because they know that if a coalition forms around that and legitimate media like OAN, InfoWars, Newsmax, and others, that will form a legal, lawful coalition, and we will not comply with these globalist operations, and the states are going to pass laws, they already are, that you can't just mail out fake ballots and all that stuff they did outside of law last year, and we're going to reverse this. And you're going to see a massive landslide in a year and 11 months. Or a year and 10 months now. You're going to see a massive realignment. We already had a global realignment against the New World Order, against corporate fascism and all this garbage. But they've come down with both feet on us now, and it activated the CIA already domestically against us, and now they got a bill to do it out in the open. And I know the real people that actually pull the triggers in the CIA, and I can tell you they're pissed and they're not going along with it. But you've got the academics up on the top, the John Brennan types, and the White House press secretary, Sushi, up there crazy-eyed saying, we're coming with physical force for you. And so they really intend to actually turn the CIA loose on the American people. And so this is rapidly deteriorating very, very quickly. And I just want to tell the CIA, the FBI, everybody, this needs to stop. This is insane. You talk about a dictatorship. This is everything they said Trump was going to do. He never even got one millionth towards it. But see, that's the cue. Trust the plan, Operation Trust, is everything that patriots magically believed that Trump was going to do and all this great authoritarianism that wasn't going to be great is actually turned around and put on us. So everything that you were told, reverse it, and it's the opposite. That's why the Q leader said, go home, it's over, none of this was real. Well, the child molesting, the world government, the cloning, the GMO, the deadly vaccines, all of it, the Great Reset, that's all real. It was just the fake dates and the mass arrest and the underground bases with millions of kids. That was all.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from on the ground in Utah. Owen Schroyer is back in the ATX. I want to go to Owen here right before Roger Stone joins us. Owen, I really want to try to balance this out and not be on defense while the media demonizes us and tries to claim that we're violent and tries to claim that we wanted to attack the Capitol. But that's where they're going with this, because they want to basically outlaw opposition. So I want to balance warning people not to get sucked into groups and organizations that are infiltrated. That's important. But more importantly is just to get on the offense and expose the massive deaths and illnesses caused by the vaccines. A new article came out where the Soros-funded AG of New York admits that, okay, they covered up the nursing home deaths. It was 12-plus thousand, not 6,000 like they said. But she says that's just fine that we killed these people and we covered it up. New York AG says the Cuomo administration understood and undercounted COVID nursing home deaths by 50%, meaning the real number. Yes, put that back up on screen for me. Thank you. I was reading that off the TV screen. Thank you. New York AG says the Cuomo administration undercounted COVID nursing home deaths by 50%, meaning the real number is more than 12,000, but says there's no proof his decision to send 6,326 infected patients back into the facilities caused more deaths. Again, this virus, as all the researchers have said, only kills you if you're not getting sunlight and don't have vitamin D3, zinc, and vitamin C. Well, what's happening in these nursing homes? They feed them terrible food. They're never outside. They don't have D3. It's double the number of blacks that die because they need even more vitamin D3, because a little bit of sun they do get is basically absorbed, bounces off, because they have more melanin in their skin. In fact, a lot of studies show black folks need triple the supplementation that, say, a fair-skinned person needs. And literally, I've talked about that on air and seen articles saying, is Alex Jones racist telling black people to take vitamin D? I mean, you've got this group with GameStop off Reddit saying, hey, look, they did shorts on this. Let's make our own money on this. And because private citizens did it, the news is calling that racist. I mean, if you try to give somebody water in the desert, they'd call it racist. This is that they just inject that into everything. But now it's terrorist. Oh, no. Although they're terrorists. They can't have a radio show. They can't have a website. They can't have an email server. All of this is going on constantly as they silence Parler, as they silence these groups saying, oh, we can't let anybody have a voice because somebody might organize and do something violent. And then most of it is feds and Southern Poverty Law Center people on these groups trying to organize it. And then I use rhetoric like, if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Politically, intellectually, the Democrats say, you know, when they go low, we kick them. Go to their houses, get in their faces, burn down their neighborhoods, harass them, break Rand Paul's ribs. He deserved it. Scalise deserved it. Their rhetoric is 50 times ours. But, oh, my gosh, is Jones going to get indicted? Because the night before the 6th event, he said, if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. That's like singing a baseball game. We're going to give them a fight at halftime. Like, fight. How about they start indicting the drill teams in high school, the cheerleaders? When the band's up there, bum, 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 fight, just arrest them all. But see, that's the left. We can say burn your building down. We can say kill cops, bang, bang, you know, oink, oink, you're dead. They can do all that real stuff, Owen, but then we legitimately have always been about peacefully fixing things. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and of course they learned from Jesus Christ. And that's where our power is. That's what we stand for. But they, the violent left that run the death camps in China, the Apple computers that run the death camps in China, they're the good guys because they say that we're racist and evil and need to be arrested. So there you go, Owen. What the hell is going on here?
Well, let me just say this, Alex. I believe that the next month or so, the ground is ripe for unity. And I think the GameStop story is a perfect example of that. You know, nobody likes Biden and Harris. I mean, there's literally no popularity for them at all. And Democrat Party policy is now being exposed. And the problem is the media and just the average lunkhead that follows the media and thinks they're politically informed can't blame Trump anymore. So that whole notion of everything's Trump's fault is kind of gone. So there's this new kind of new open area for people to kind of unite and forget about Trump for a second and just focus on the real corruption, not being able to blame Trump and move on from that. But Alex, I think I've got a whole list here of all the fake things that we're dealing with, and I can go down that list. But Alex, here's why I think here's the story about GameStop that I think is so important for people to understand about the liberal media and the Democrat Party. Why would they be coming out against citizens pushing back against billionaire hedge funds? Why would they be so against that with people at Mother Jones being against it, New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, the Democrats, of course, Biden's people, 30 of the top Wall Street executives funded Biden's campaign in 2016. I've got that story here as well. But here's what it is, Alex. That would just be right up the Democrat Party aisle. They did Occupy Wall Street. They're against, oh, the big guy. They want to tax the rich, all this stuff. But now that it's actually happening, now that people are pushing back, all of a sudden they're against it. Well, why is that? Well, they know it's not their movement, because anything organic, any organic movement in America, they know is not theirs. Every movement they've ever had is synthetic, whether it's Occupy Wall Street or whether it's, you know, whatever it is. It's always synthetic.
Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
Antifa. And since you mentioned that, this was citizens coming together and ganging up on the stock and then driving it up and, you know, doing the things they did because they saw Wall Street shorting it. And so, oh, they're not allowed to make money themselves. That's what all the big guys do. So now federal law enforcement and the Securities and Exchange Commission got involved. GameStop stock retreats as Reddit rally runs into trading restrictions. Reuters, GameStop shares sank early on Thursday as trading platforms including Robinhood Interactive brokers restricted trading in the video game retailer, along with AMC Entertainment and other stocks that soared this week in social media-driven trending frenzy that shook stock markets. So when grassroots do something, it's bad, it's dirty, it's evil. They've got all these famous people that short stocks and manipulate things and destroy brick-and-mortar stores saying, this is evil, this is bad, this is like a form of terrorism, oh, it's racist. What the hell does this have to do with terrorism or racism?
And even the Capitol is a perfect example, Alex, because nobody was in control of that. Like you said, they're calling you, they're calling me, what was the plan? And I'm like, there was no plan. I'm sitting at Trump's speech. Like, I'm sitting there listening, like I'm concocting something, like some man behind a board, like, oh, we're moving. It's organic. So that's what they hate, Alex. They hate organic things. They hate things that are grassroots. They hate things that are natural.
So you just hit the key. That's because that they scheme all day. They think we're like them.
And so that's why they see this thing happening with GameStop and GameStop stock and the AMC and everything, because they see it and they're like, whoa, this is actually pushing back against the establishment. And then they're asking each other, are you doing this? Are you leading this? And they're like, no. And they're like, oh, my gosh, this is organic. This is a grassroots thing. We're against it. We're against it now. CNN's against it. Mainstream News is against it. Mother Jones is against it. All of them coming out against it. Now they even stop them. They're saying that these hedge funds, Alex, lost over $13 billion. That means they would have made $13 billion. But now all of a sudden we're standing up for the Wall Street billionaires. Now, all of a sudden, the little guy pushing back against the big corruption in Wall Street's a bad thing. Well, it's only bad because they're not in control of it. They loved Occupy Wall Street. Oh, they loved it. What did that do? Nothing. It literally accomplished nothing. But here's an organic grassroots thing beating the big Wall Street guys, and they say, no, you can't do that.
Absolutely. Stay there. Your former co-host, Roger Stone's about to join us. Exclusively, the former co-host of The War Room, heard 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays with Owen Schroyer, who is doing a great job co-hosting with me. And we've got so much more today coming up. By the way, Owen was right yesterday when I was going after the Boogaloo's a little too hard, saying we didn't get it again. And in hindsight, that guy might not be a failure. He might actually mean well. We'll be right back. Stay with him.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. On the road, Owen Schroyer riding shotgun in our studios in Austin, Texas. He hosts the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. weeknights here on the InfoWars Radio TV Network. And his former co-host and former political prisoner, pardoned by the president, again, for a crime he did not commit is Roger Stone, and now his old friend of 40-plus years, the man he convinced to run for president, is in the place Roger was last year. He's facing trial in the Senate. It begins on February 8th, and so we're going to be laying all of this out. Roger has been silent the last few weeks while he's been thinking. And he said, I'll come on your show and have something extremely substantive to say. He wants to talk about President Trump, talk about this trial coming up, and what he thinks the president and others should do. So, Roger, great to have you here with us. Thank you.
Alex, it's great to be back with you. And, Owen, it's always great to be with you. You know, I've seen this movie. What the left in this country did after the impeachment of President Richard Nixon was to systematically erase all of his great accomplishments. Whether it was a Soviet a strategic arms limitation with the Soviets, or whether it was opening the door to China in order to play them off against the Russians, desegregating the public schools, saving Israel unilaterally in the Yom Kippur War, an extraordinary record of accomplishment. Now what they hope to do to President Trump is impeach him so that they can bury an extraordinary record. The most robust, fastest-growing economy in our history, the rebuilding of our military, the appointment of solid conservatives to all levels of the judiciary. You can go on and on. Redoing these trade deals that were so one-sided and costing this country jobs, pulling us out of the ridiculous Paris Climate Accords where we would pay $365 million and the Chinese, the worst polluters on the globe, would pay not a dime. They want to erase this record in one word. Impeachment. Nixon, impeachment. Trump, impeachment. It's not right and it's not fair. And we know that history is written by the left. The historians are leftists. Some authors like Rick Perlstein pose as historians. They're not historians. They're propagandists. We can't let this happen. You see, I think this last final battle for the president is crucial for his legacy. The other reason the Democrats are so frantic to impeach him is to ensure that he cannot run again. They fear the power of Donald Trump at the polls. They know that he touches the American people, that he reaches the American people in a way that no one else has ever been able to do, and therefore they fear a comeback. This is going to be an extraordinarily important fight in the Senate.
Well, you certainly laid that out with expert analysis. Let's expand on that. Instead of running away from this trial, I think Trump should demand all of his time. I believe he should testify. I believe he should have lawyers come in and play clips, hundreds of them, of Democrats calling for physical violence, Pelosi defending it, Chuck Schumer saying we're going to destroy the Republicans in a whirlwind, we're going to annihilate them, Phil Mudd saying we're going to kill the president on CNN, Wolf Blitzer agreeing with a guest, the guy that shot Congressman Scalise, you know, was a hero. He nods when the guy says it. I mean, I can give all this to the president. You can give it to him. Show all that, and then show himself during the speech and his son before him on the 6th in the morning when the violence already started before he even started speaking, saying, let's be nonviolent, which Trump groups are always nonviolent. And so, yes, did some people get out of hand? Did a very small minority of groups that wanted to fight go there before Trump even spoke and start attacking the police? Yes. And I know that's a separate issue, but that's going to be the trial. And I think Trump needs to go in there swinging and saying, I'm the guy that's pro-law and order. I'm the guy that was, you know, trying to expose this election fraud. And he can use that as a place to put on the evidence of election fraud as well. They're not going to be able to tell him to shut up. This would be spectacular. This would be the ultimate reality TV show. And according to many scholars, he could get up to 2 months of the time to put on his evidence properly if he doesn't agree up front to just let a few lawyers represent him. If he does that, they're going to hang him out to dry. What do you think?
Well, I think the president faces a couple of threshold questions first, Alex. First, there is the question as to whether they can legally impeach him at all. He's no longer in office. He has ceded the presidency. We have a new president. So removing him from office, which is the specific wording of the Constitution, that's not possible because he's not in office. He could litigate that matter immediately. Then secondarily, there's the question of who will preside. the Constitution is absolutely clear. It says the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court shall preside. Chief Justice Roberts has declined to preside. Nowhere does it say that the fuzzy-headed senator from Vermont shall preside. I looked in the Constitution. There's no reference to him. So there's a constitutional question there, which the president could also litigate. Here's the question. Today, I believe that those who seek to impeach our president do not have the votes. The question is, if the process drags on, will they gain votes? Will the opposition gain votes? Is the president better going to a quick but forceful trial, or is he better off stretching this out by litigating those two points? The other key issue, who will represent the president? If the president is represented by Pat Cipollone and Ed Hirschman and the people in the White House counsel's office, these people are playing to lose. Those aren't fighters. The president needs a fighter. Rudy Giuliani is a great man, but he has a conflict. He will be a witness in this trial, so he can't represent the president. I understand that Alan Dershowitz, and nobody can argue that he is not a brilliant lawyer, has withdrawn, although he still supports the president. So he cannot represent the president. The president needs a forceful legal team that is very aggressive, and I don't see that happening today. It bothers me that these lawyers in South Carolina, who I'm sure are highly capable folks when it comes to South Carolina state law, have been retained on the recommendation of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham? Is he an ally of the president? What day of the week is it? It's very hard to tell. I can't get out of my mind that video of him high-fiving Kamala Harris on the floor of the U.S. Senate. It's troubling. So the president needs a strong legal advocate, and I hope he will find one, because his legacy is completely tied up in this question. We cannot let them erase the most significant political movement in American history. This was This is the most improbable victory in 2016, and his accomplishments in view of the implacable opposition of the leadership of both parties are historic. But right now they want to erase Donald J. Trump from the history books. We cannot let that happen.
That's right. And some people are like, oh, Trump didn't fight hard enough, or Trump, you know, Trump didn't stop the election fraud earlier. Trump didn't fight the censorship, so let's just forget him. They're going to sell the idea that this was a real assault on the Capitol. They're going to sell the fraudulent idea that Trump was behind it to kill the entire nationalist populist legacy. We want Trump strong to help get patriots elected. We want Trump strong because he really won the election. And I like what the head of Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, said last night. Trump is popular all over the world. If he doesn't act like he's unpopular, and if he goes out there and represents Americana and speaks out against Joe Biden and his anti-American activities, he will be a powerful force. That's why they're trying to silence President Trump everywhere, but it's not going to work in the long run. Stay right there. We have Roger Stone with us. Roger, you've got a lot of websites, a lot of great places to visit. I know you're working on a big book that's coming out. Briefly, what's the best website for people to visit?
Right now, people should go to stonecoldtruth.com and subscribe. It's free. We have a complete revamp coming up shortly. I think you're really going to like. But if you want to know what I'm doing, if you want to know what I think, if you want to buy any of my great products, my books, my T-shirts, that's the place to go, stonecoldtruth.com.
Absolutely. And, Roger, appreciate you keeping him in the fight. And thanks for keeping us in the fight. We'll be back with more Roger Stone. And Owen's got some comments as well. Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we have Roger Stone with us for one more segment, then when we start the next hour, Pelosi just said this morning there are enemies within the Capitol, that the Republicans want to kill her, that they have guns. So this is the new hysteria. There's people with guns everywhere that want to kill, and the Democrats need to arrest everybody and take our speech away because they're all in so much danger. And InfoWars is fomenting violence. We've got to be taken off the air. So they can then provocateur their organizations, their setup groups in my name if I'm off air. Then say, Alex Jones said do this because I won't be on air. They can then speak in my voice and then blame me. That's how they work once they censor you. Roger Stone, let's talk more about what Trump could do with his new office of the former president and Chris Ruddy talking about how he could be the president of the world. He really could. But I think if he's continued to be represented by these mainline Republicans, I think if he just kind of is silent, because he could have a press conference, it's going to end up in the news. I just think he's licking his wounds. I know you talk to the president quite a bit. What can you tell us about what his thinking might be right now, Roger?
Well, first and foremost, Donald Trump is far from finished when it comes to being a force. And the America First wing of the Republican Party is still the dominant wing at the grassroots level. That's why the Republicans in the Senate are petrified by this talk of a new party. Some have called it the American Patriot Party. Donald Trump's supporters are still dominant at any level of the Republican Party. And I argue against the formation of a new party, although at the moment it is it's a very significant threat to those Republicans in the Senate who may be worried about the reaction back home if they oppose the president and they vote for his impeachment. There's a number of reasons why the new party is not a good idea. First and foremost is the question of ballot access. Remember, the rules about getting on the ballot in every state are written by Republicans and Democrats working together, both to make intra-party contests as difficult as possible to get on the ballot, and also getting on the ballot for general elections. It's expensive, it's time-consuming, it's arcane. You're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars just to get on the ballot. Then, of course, there's the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is not a commission, not appointed by the president, and most certainly not about debate. There's no guarantee that a new party candidate would get in those debates. In fact, the guarantee is that they won't. There have been litigations by Ralph Nader, Pat Buchanan, Governor Gary Johnson over the years. They have all failed. That's another impediment to the a new party. And then most importantly, let's recognize that there's no reason to leave the Republican Party. As Senator Barry Goldwater said, this is our historic home. We are a majority. What we need to do is to go into primaries and challenge those Republicans, those rhinos, who don't support our principles, who are part of the Washington swamp, and they vote that way. We can That's be right. dominant in primaries. So, for example, Senator Marco Rubio here in my home state of Florida. He's a nice guy. I get along well with him. I like him on a personal level. But he's a neocon. We disagree. And I guarantee you he's going to have a significant, real challenge in the Republican primary. Not a symbolic challenge of just putting your name on the ballot, but someone who will run and wage an excellent, well-funded campaign on the precepts of America First, on the precepts of the Trump
and Roger,
agenda.
Roger, let me speak to that because this is so central. Soros and the globalists don't fund third parties because they don't work. It might be a one-issue, you know, deal to stop fracking or this or that, so they'll fund it just to give it legitimacy to shut off our energy supplies like the Green Party. But when you pull back from this, it's taking over parties you want to do. It's Soros and the globalists that have taken over the Democrats. The communist Chinese have taken them over. They're putting in their DAs. They're putting in their attorney generals. It's a nightmare. We need, as American people, to control at least one party. We almost got there with Trump. I agree. That's why they fear him so much. He won in a landslide. So you're absolutely right. We do not need this third party. That is a nuclear option down the road, you know, just for him to run for president or something if he had to. But he's not going to be barred from that. He's going to defeat this trial in the Senate. And I really think that he should run for governor or senator, or maybe he should run against Rubio. I mean, I really think we need to get President Trump back in D.C. That is what we need to be the real leader of the Republican Party. And I think after he's been through the New World Order and the censorship, the deplatforming, he is now going to be more hardcore than ever.
Well, those who criticize the president for the way he handled the post-election period have to recognize that there are two factors here that have to be taken into consideration. One, of course, are the legal options, but the others are the political options. As Abraham Lincoln said, public opinion is everything. And the fact that the internet censorship issue was never dealt with, the fact that the president's supporters were widely deplatformed, created a backdrop in which the president's options were extraordinarily limited. You can't do anything in America without public support. It's crucial. So I agree with you, Alex, that the formation of a new party would merely split the right of center vote and guarantee the election of Democrats as far as the eye can see. It's a bad idea, but I can tell you there's a number of Republican senators crapping their pants right now about the idea and the possibility about of both being challenged in a general election by a new party or being challenged in the Republican primary. Again, the Trump wing of the party is still dominant and will be dominant on into the future. The America First agenda is not just going away. The rhinos may think they're going to pick up control of the Republican Party like a checked hat, but they're wrong about that. Now, I would like to see a complete financial audit of every dollar, every penny that was spent by the Republican National Committee since Donald Trump was elected president. I don't think they have spent their money effectively. I'd like to know where that money went. I think the president has a right to know where that money went. I've seen the Republican National Committee being extraordinarily ineffective on behalf of this
president. Oh, absolutely. And a lot of the former RNC guys go to work for the, a lot of the RNC guys go to work.
I would not let, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Look, I would not donate a penny to the Republican National Committee, and I would urge those out there in the InfoWars audience to follow in suit. There is no chance that money is being spent effectively.
Okay, amazing points, but please go back to what Ruddy said about Trump could be really the president of the world for nationalism, for patriotism, for populism, for better trade deals, for things like that, and seeing him not basically just be silent. I know you talked to the president. How's the president doing? What do you think he's going to do in the future? When should we expect to see him come back on the scene, or is he focusing on the trial in the Senate first?
Well, I have not spoken to him specifically about those points, so I cannot address them. But anyone who thinks that he is spent as a force doesn't understand the situation. I do think that he can be a very effective critic of the Biden administration policies. I do think that there has to be a reasonable time lag here. The new president is just kind of getting out of the gate. The stock market kind of reflects that. Not going too well, is it? But I do think he has to be measured at first in his criticism. But he will always have an audience. He will always have the majority voice, both within the party and a huge voice in the country. Anybody who knows him, and I do, knows that he's a fighter, knows that he's a brawler, knows that he hasn't given up on America. I'm sure he's disappointed. I'm sure he's angry about being banned on Twitter. It means he should have joined other platforms previously. Putting all your eggs in the Twitter basket turned out to be an enormous mistake. I can tell him about that firsthand. We are going to need to solve that problem first. The Trump movement, the America First movement, has no future as long as there is censorship of the Internet. It is the number one issue in the country. It was 4 years ago when you and I raised it. We have talked about it ad nauseum. It cost us the election exactly as we predicted it would. It has to be solved, and it can only be solved by the formation of new platforms that are not built on sand. If you build your platform, as, say, Parler did, on an Amazon-based system, if you build your platform or you count on Facebook or Twitter, it's a fool's errand. We need a viable, uncensored platforms on the email so we can contact
Roger, I want to say this in closing. The way they've built the Internet now, these big five tech companies have about 95% of the infrastructure. It's almost impossible to have a gigantic website without their infrastructure unless you have over $1 billion. And that's the problem is people don't know what a monopoly there is of infrastructure. InfoWars has tried with tens of millions of dollars a year to just have infrastructure that was taken away from us. And that's why we have such a big bill to fund things. But I absolutely concur with you. Roger, great to have you back on. Thank you so much.
Well, Alex, it's great to be with you. One thing you don't have to worry about, when it comes to the dog collars, they'll never make one big enough for you.
All right. Oh, yeah. Well, they got the new COVID dog collars. We'll be right back with our number two. Thank you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.